Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
When I read the story of Nathanael's meeting Jesus, I was reminded of two women, one Old Testament, and one just a couple of chapters later in John's Gospel. Let me read the account and see if you can guess the two women I'm talking about. Philip had beckoned Nathanael to come and see, and Jesus had greeted Nathanael with, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael, confused, asked, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." At this, Nathanael immediately believed. Jesus knew something that only God could know about Nathanael. Apparently, under that fig tree, Nathanael had met God. Maybe it was his special place to pray where he went every day, like my lounge chair. Or maybe that's where he happened to land one day when he was crying out to God about a problem. We don't know. But it was obviously a personal thing between him and God. And Jesus knew about it. Therefore, Jesus is God. It all fit together in Nathanael's mind quite suddenly. He went from skeptical curiosity to full-on belief, declaring, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." He knew that God had seen him and knew him. So which women did this remind me of? It reminded me of the Samaritan woman in John 4. Once they got into conversation, Jesus proved that he knew her and saw her too. He knew she had five husbands, and the man that she lived with was not her husband. She connected that this unusual Jewish man who valued her and spoke to her against all cultural stigmas was actually the Jewish Messiah. She excitedly told people of Samaria, "Come and see a man who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" And it reminded me of Hagar in Genesis. As a servant of Abram's wife Sarah, she had no choice in becoming Abram's concubine. Once Hagar became pregnant, Sarai didn't like her attitude and treated her so badly that she ran away. The angel of the Lord, who many consider the pre-incarnate Jesus, met her in the wilderness, comforted and encouraged her, and sent her back to her mistress with a promise of a healthy son. He told her, "The Lord has heard your affliction." Hagar then gave the Lord a new name, El Roy, the God who sees me. He knew her, he saw her, and he cared. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Jesus reminds us in Matthew 10 that not a sparrow falls without him seeing and knowing. He knows how many hairs we have on our head, for goodness sake. God knows everything about us, and he loves us anyway. My friend, no matter where you are today, whether in your lounge chair, under a fig tree, by a well, or in the wilderness, God sees you. He knows you. He loves you. And he has a plan for you. When Nathanael realized this, he responded with a declaration of faith. The Samaritan woman responded by telling everyone she knew and bringing them to Jesus. Hagar responded with praise and obedience. How will you respond today?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through his word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.